Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Conference Call. Today we are so fortunate to have our speaker, His Grace Pan Govind Prabhuji, to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, 16th Chapter, verse number 10. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much for giving your valuable time and association to us this morning, enlightening us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. Prabhuji, thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Welcome to the call, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Am I audible, Mother?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Okay. So I'd like to welcome on behalf of Mother Sushmita and Bhakti Java Sangha group to all of you. I would like to begin with a song related to today's topics. I felt that way. In case anyone or why I picked this song or how do I do it, just to let you know, I'm not an advanced soul, but I'm trying to serve. I have a desire to serve. In this chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, Narada guided Chitraketu Maharaj in cultivating an internal detachment, which is compulsory. It is not an option. It has to be before we go back home. But majority of us in this world are family oriented. We have a family, friends, children, parents. So it seems like there's no chance to go back home. That's wrong. Actually, you can go back home with your whole family and everyone to the spiritual world. But there are some cultivation required. An internal detachment only comes when we prepare ourselves and give ourselves. How do we do that? At the same time, family are happy, everybody. This song depicts, so I thought hopefully it will benefit all of you. Amar balite prabhu ar kichu nai tumi amar matro pita bandhu amar balite prabhu আর কিছু নাই তুমি আমার মাত্র তা বন্ধু ভাই বন্ধু দ্বারা সুত সুতা তব দাসী সেই তো বন্দে সবে আমার প্রয়াস বন্ধু দ্বারা সুত সুত তব দাসী সে তো সম্বন্ধে সবে আমার প্রয়াস ধন জন গৃহ তোমার বলিয়া রক্ষা করি আমি মাত্র সেব কইয়া ধন জন গৃহ দান তোমার বলিয়া রক্ষা করি আমি সেবক তোমার কার্যতরে উপার জীব ধান তোমার সংসারে বে করিব বহা
তোমার কার্যের তরে উপার্জিব ধন তোমার সংসারে বেলে করিব ভালো মন্দ নাহি জানি সেবা মাত্র করি তোমার সংসারে আমি বিষয় প্রহরি ভালো মন্দ নাহি জানি সেবা মাত্র করি তোমার সংসারে আমি তোমার ইচ্ছায় মোর ইন্দ্রিয় চালনা শ্রবণ দর্শন ভোজন বাসনা তোমার ইচ্ছায় মোর ইন্দ্রিয় চালনা শ্রবণ দান গান ভোজন বাসনা নিজ সুখ লাগি কিছু নাহি করিয়া ভক্তি বিনোদ বলে অবসুখ সার নিজ সুখ লাগি কিছু নাহি করিয়া ভক্তি বিনোদ বলে অবসুখ সার হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে 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 কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে 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 কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে জয় প্রভু পাদ জয় প্রভু পাদ জয় প্রভুপাদ জয় প্রভুপাদ জয় প্রভুপাদ 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 জয় প্রভুপাদ গুরুদেব 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 জয় জয় গুরুদেব জয় জয় গুরুদেব 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 Thank you, Prabhus and Mothers, for bearing this. Even though I'm not a good singer, but I try. I would like some help from the audience, Prabhus and Mothers. If you can read one translation each person, that will be good.
Thank you, Prabhuji. I will start with one. Nothing remains mine, father, friend, brother. You are even these to me.
Thank you. Next.
Hare Krishna, number two. Those whom I call friends, wife, sons, and daughters are all your servants and maid servants. Whatever care I take for them is only as it relates to you. Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Next.
If I continue to maintain my health, family members, home, and wife, it is because they are yours. I am mere servant.
Very nice. Next.
Hare Krishna. For your service, I will earn money and bear the expense of your household, Hare Krishna.
I know neither good nor bad. I merely serve. I am but a watchman who guards the properties in your household.
Can you read that again? It's very nice. Please.
I know neither good nor bad. I merely serve. I am but a watchman who guards the properties in your household.
Thank you.
Next. The exercising of my senses, hearing, seeing, smelling, tasting, touching is done according to your desire.
Very nice.
Hare Krishna.
One more.
I no longer do anything for my own pleasure. Bhakti Vinod says, your happiness is the essence of everything. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Hare Krishna, dear Prabhus and Mothers. If I would ask any one of you, who cannot follow this translation in your life? How can you apply this? Yes, you can. I'm answering for you. It's not actually, you will be more happy if you just deeply think how you can imbibe in your lifestyle. You already have, whatever you're doing, just connect with Krishna. It is connected. Maybe I would say, try to see it. That's all. Because everything is connected with Krishna. Then you will become more joyful, and that will be contagious to all your family member, friends, and everybody will be joyful. And then you will be in Krishna's family. So it's so nice. So Prabhus and Mothers, I'm very grateful to be here with all of you. And I'm eternally grateful to Srila Prabhupada and to Bhakti Japa Sangha group, their core leader or manager, whoever they are, you are addressed. Thank you for doing such a wonderful service to this world. Also, I'm grateful to all, each of you, for taking your valuable time to serve Krishna and hearing Bhagavatam. This is wonderful. So today's chapter is 16th chapter, title, King Chitraketu Meets the Supreme Lord. And I was assigned with the text 10. So, soul is pure, Bhagavatam is pure, Krishna is pure. What is missing? Through the consciousness. So I would request everyone, please pray. But when you pray, make sure jantram, that prayers reaching to a person. Person, Krishna is a person. Lord Vasudev is a person. You can meditate for a moment as a person. I see Mother Shyama Gauri Devidasi's background. There is a Krishna and Radharani. So you can meditate on that. Eka, Radhika, Lila Devi also has Radha Krishna. Or you create a Radha Krishna. Many of here. Mother Binita Gandharvika has a Nishingadev. So you can meditate that you are actually praying to the Supreme Lord right now. And you say Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva. It's not just the word or a sound only, but they have a form, the Lord Vasudev. So when we pray, if this mantra is bona fide, yes, perfectly, 100% bona fide from the Shastra. So jantram, mantram, and tantram is you. What you are expecting by chanting. So I am expecting, I'm telling you what I want. I want pure consciousness, pure connection to the Lord. I'm praying the Lord of the consciousness, to purify my consciousness. Allow me access so that I can reach Bhagavatam, so I can purify my consciousness and serve the Lord with that pure consciousness. So please, you can chant together because we are in the Zoom. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Mudiraye. This verse we chant every day. I hope everybody understands what you are praying. Because if you do not understand what you are praying, you get only little benefit. I did not say, I'm repeating what Krishna says in 10th Canto, 24th chapter, verse 6, he says, Getta agetta cha karmani janayam anutishtati. You knowingly doing things or unknowingly doing things. If you knowingly doing things, you get perfection, great result. If you are unknowingly doing things, you get some result, not full. So this is a expressing gratitude, how I see it. Srila Prabhupada translate, I remember, the translation is before reciting this Srimad Bhagavatam, which is our very means of conquest. We should offer our obeisances, dandavat, with respectful attitude. To who? To the Supreme Personality of God. So this is our expressing our gratitude to Sri Krishna directly. Or you can say Lord Narayan who reveals Bhagavatam to Narad Muni first. Or Lord Narayan who revealed Bhagavatam to Brahmaji first and then to Narada, then Vyasdev, then Sukhdev, then Suta Goswami. Now we are here. And then to Naranarayan Rishi, by whose austerity this Zoom is working. I hope you all know that actually Naranarayan Rishi are so kind. Because they are severe austerity, they are giving us access to progress in spiritual path. Then Mother Saraswati, who resides on the lips of the Lord, even though I may have a problem of expressing with proper attitude or expressing what is appropriate. But Mother Saraswati, out of her compassionate nature, she actually made our sentence, our word, appealing to Lord's ear, and he is happy. If Lord happy, then all the Zoom member, all the Bhakti Japa Sangha member will be happy. And I'll purify also my heart, my consciousness. So Mother Saraswati, very important in our life. She is a goddess of learning. And to Srila Vyasdev, who knew that Pran Govinda Das will not remember anything. So he wrote it down, or he spoke, Ganeshji wrote it. And to Srila Prabhupada, which is not in the verse, but I had always Srila Prabhupada, who is out of his compassionate nature. He convinced Rashi and took a hard struggle to come to America and translated the entire Bhagavatam, 6th canto that we are serving today. So we are grateful to all those great personalities. Then we chant, Nasta Prayesu Abhadresu Nit Bhagavata Sivaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki. Every day we do two important things. One is worshipping Prabhupada along with your Guru Maharaj, whoever you are initiated by. You serve, do Guru Puja. If you don't have a big elaboration, at least offer flower, pay obeisances, say something good, what you learned from him. Srila Prabhupada is to Harikesh Swami. When you establish the glory of your Guru to an unknown person who never heard about Krishna, that is the real glory of Guru. So this is very nice. We can try to do that. And so Bhagavatam means two Bhagavatam. One is person Bhagavatam, one is scriptures Bhagavatam. So we did, if you didn't, you can at least pay obeisances to Prabhupada and hear Bhagavatam from this beautiful audience. So thank you. With that note, just to let you know that when we do Bhagavatam, three types of people are eternally benefited. This is from 10th Canto, 1st chapter 16. Vasudeva Prashna Purushansya Trin Punatihi Bhaktaram Prichakaram Srutins Tatpada Shalilam Jatha. They are Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur very nicely explained these topics, how it purifies and who it purifies. So he said the speaker, the inquirer, and the listener. Very nice. It is most purifying to those three in that order. So we are very fortunate. You all are fortunate. I am fortunate because Krishna is happy. So today's text is 6.16.10. Can someone help me? Who is speaking this? Just to see if you are keeping track. It is important. Who is speaking this? Someone, please.
Dandavat Pranam, Prabhuji.
Dandavat Pranam.
Dandavat Pranam, Prabhuji.
Yes, Mother.
Shall I read, Mother, Prabhuji?
No, no. Speaking this verse. Are you familiar? What is these topics?
Chitraketu means the Supreme Person, God. That is the chapter.
No, but the question is, this verse is a conversation between a person to the audience. Who is that person?
I think, Prabhuji, that's the King Chitraketu's son, Harshashoka, who died and became alive.
Very good. Yes, thank you. This is, thank you, Mother Shyamagari. She's bright. So this way we can focus the who is speaking. He was dead, became alive. Now, I don't know if you ever experienced a dead person became alive and talk. Yes. Narottam Das, but his disciple Ganganand Chakravarti, they are crying so much that he came out and he wrote a song. Anybody knows that song? What Narottam Das Thakur wrote after he came out of? Sri Guru Charana Padma that we sing in every ISKCON temple. That's why it's so powerful. Prabhupada loved that song. It's very powerful. The disciples' power to bring Guru back in their life. So here is the same. This child was dead. But the mystic power of Narad Muni, the soul in the form of, you can say, Maharaj Chitraketu's son, re-entered. Dead means the soul was not there. But he re-entered his dead body for a short time and spoke in reply to Narad Muni's request. He has spoken so many beautiful these verses. I'm sure you all are hearing every day. And Chitraketu and his all ministers, wives, 10 million wives. I mean, it's a big audience, bigger than Bhakti Japa Sangha group now. You know, 10 million, just the wives. What about the ministers and servants and all this? They all heard it. They were astonished. But that's not the most focus. Focus is how those speeches affected to their consciousness. It cut off the shackles of their affection, which was due to their relationship with him, and gave up their lamentation. What did he speak? Let's hear. So with that note, we'll begin. Nahi ashasti priya kaschin na priyaha sa paropiva ekaha sarvadhyam drashta kartrinam gunadoshaya. Maybe another 2 person can chant. So we have a 3 times. Anyone? 2 more times.
Hare Krishna.
Yes.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Dandatranam. Nahai Ashyakti Priya Kasin Na Priya Swaha Paropiva Eka Sarva Diyam Dasta Kartanam Guna Doshayo.
Thank you. One more devotee.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Na hi ashyati priya kaschin na priya swaparopiva eka sarvadiyam drishta kartrinam guna doshayo.
Hare Krishna. Very nice. Very nice. And synonyms, na is not. He indeed. Asya to the living entity. Asti, there is. Priyaha, dear. Kaschit, someone. Na, not. Apriyaha, not dear. Shaha, own. Paraha, other. Api, also. Ba, or. Ekaha, the one. Sarva, dhyam, of the varieties of intelligence. Drashta, the seer. Kartrinam, of the performers. Guna doshaya, of right and wrong activities. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. For the living entity, no one is dear, nor is anyone unfavorable. He makes no distinction between that which is his own and that which belongs to anyone else. He is one without a second. In other words, he is not affected by friends and enemies, well-wishers or mischief mongers. He is only an observer, a witness of the different qualities of man. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. As explained in the previous verse, the living entity has the same qualities as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he has them in minute quantities because he is a small particle, sukshma, whereas the Supreme Lord is all-pervading and great. For the Supreme Lord, there are no friends, enemies, or relatives. For he is completely free from all the disqualification of ignorance that characterize the conditioned souls. On the other hand, he is extremely kind and favorable to his devotees. He is not at all satisfied with persons who are envious of his devotees, as the Lord himself confirms in Bhagavad Gita 9.29. Samaham sarvabhuteshu na me deshasti na priyah jivajanti tumam bhakta mayite teshu cha piyaham. I envy no one, nor am I partial to anyone. I am equal to all. But whoever renders service unto me in devotion is a friend, is in me. And I am also a friend to him. The Supreme Lord has no enemy or friend, but he is inclined toward a devotee who always engages in his devotional service. Similarly, elsewhere in the Gita 16:19, the Lord says, Tan aham deshata kuraram saṃsāreṣu naradhaman Shivami ajasram ashubhan ashurisha eva jonishu. I cast those who are envious and mischievous, who are lowest among men, are cast by me into the ocean of material existence, into various demoniac species of life. It seems like this is contradicting to previous verse. I hope you all caught it. The Lord is extremely antagonistic toward those who are envious of his devotees. To protect his devotees, the Lord sometimes has to kill their enemies. For example, to protect Prahlad Maharaj, the Lord had to kill his enemy, Hiranyakashipu. Although Hiranyakashipu attained salvation because of being killed by the Lord. Since the Lord is the witness of everyone's activities, he witnessed the action of the enemies of his devotee, and he is inclined to punish them. In other cases, however, he simply witnesses what the living entities do and gives the result of one's sinful or pious action. Thank you, Prabhupada. Okay. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasa Genanjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tashmai Sri Guruve Namah Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Shapadantikam Bande Aham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunathanitam tam sajivam sadaitam sabadhutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitamscha Ma Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunnavadi Paschatta Deshatarine Pancha Kalpa Taruvesha Kripa Sindubhaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanibho Vaishnavibho Namo Namo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So, Prabhus and Mothers, I like to give you a little preview in case some of you are new, first time or after some time. This canto has a four division, and this division is all about Chitraketu, King Chitraketu. Chapter 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. So, sixth chapter is all about Chitraketu. And we are on chapter 16 in the middle. Question raised, how could a demon like Pitrasura have such glorious devotional qualities? I sometimes meditate on Pitrasura's prayers. They're so beautiful. One Acharya says they're like Gopi's prayers. It bewildered Indra, who is a devotee also. Of course, he realized that Pitrasura is not a leader of the demon, but he is a great Mahabhagavat. So in answer, Sukadev Goswami explained his previous birth as Chitraketu, and during which he had great devotion for Lord Shankarshan. So Chitraketu became enlightened through a roller coaster of events. Some of you may think like, my life is like that, Prabhu. My life is like a roller coaster. Well, then you can relate to this. And if your life is smooth, be thankful and happy, because nobody has to invite roller coaster lifestyle. It comes in the material world. So let's refresh our memory. First, he was a childless, despite having 10 million wives. Then his newborn child abruptly died. Then the son reappeared and taught him. What did he teach him? The harsh realities of life. Harsh. It hurts. lot of people are not attracted to Bhagavatam. You know why? Because it does not give you impetus to be drowning into material suffering. But if you know the secret, you'll never leave or go away from Bhagavatam. That's how I got attracted to Bhagavata. So I'm thankful to all those devotees in Bhakti Japa Sangha group that keeps it going. Then when Chitraketu offended Parvati, not directly, but she took it. She cursed him to become a demon in his next life. And Chitraketu humbly accepted his destiny. Seeing all occurrences as the Lord's mercy. I love Prabhupada's comment on this. Prabhupada says, Prabhus and mothers, you can adapt this. Sometimes you may go through some tough life. It is not the tough life. Actually, Krishna wants you back to be happy forever. When someone is sick, doctor giving medicine, two ways you can look at it, Ramanujacharya says. One way you can look at it, oh gosh, I'm suffering. Oh, why am I suffering? Or you can look at other way. Doctor is giving medicine, I'll get better very quick. That setup mentality, you have to develop on your own. It has to come from within. So Prabhupada says, when Chitraketu actually got cursed by Parvati, you may say, oh, that's horrible. Why? No, don't ask this. Accept it. That's how it happened. Prabhupada says, actually Chitraketu felt very happy because he saw Krishna wants him to go back to be with him. To be with Krishna means billion times more happy than any happiness you ever experience. Who doesn't want to go? So when trouble comes in life, we should really think that. It is not a motivation or inspiration. It is a fact. When Maharaj Parikshit inquired, how a demon could possess such exalted question, yes, Sukhdev Goswami described Vrittasura's previous birth as Chitraketu. And the key lesson we learn. Now, two sages instructed Chitraketu, Angira and Naradrishi. How did they instruct? Oh, that Maharaj or that Mataji was instructing me, but he or she was so heavy, it's too much. Prabhus and mothers, you see this chapter. It was the harsh realities of life. Did they feel bad? No, they took it gladly. Because they took it gladly, it affected their consciousness. I can hear Bhagavatam. Is it affecting me? And if it is affecting, means you will contemplate right now. If you are contemplating, you will get reflection. Automatic, not automatic, but it is a byproduct. And reflection means transformation in your consciousness. But what is the ultimate satisfaction? Your material desire will go, keep on going down and you'll feel happy. Maybe your neighbor or your spouse or your children or your parents may doubt, like, why that my child or my husband or wife or why is always happy? Because your consciousness transforming. This is called purification. Because it brings you satisfaction. We all need. Of course, how this happened? Chitraketu taught him an internal detachment and gave him a mantra to chant. We have a mantra. We chant all. Maybe you all can chant one more time. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And by this mystic potency, mantra, Narada empowered the child to speak words of wisdom, which further highlighted the transitory nature of everything Prabhus and mothers in this world. In this purport, Prabhupada gave a very confidential things. And I would like to discuss a few minutes more. But before I go there, it's not a warning, but I thought in the morning, I was contemplating about this verse while I was in the temple chanting. Because contemplating on Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Krishna, Krishna's quality, or Bhagavatam Sloka gives you inspiration. Prabhus and mothers, this is my realization from this part of this chapter. If we don't give up our attachment voluntarily, you will have to give them up involuntarily. This is the only difference, because death is coming for each of us. Why we are hearing Bhagavatam? So voluntarily we give up the attachment, but don't give up the affection for the family member and others. Sthir haiya ghare jao naho batul krame krame pai lok bhavashinduku. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, don't act like a crazy Hare Krishna devotee. Deal with the world as the world expects you. As the family demands. There is an art. And we all are genius, should be genius, how to deal with everything. So the family member, the children, they do not hear as much as they watch you. They see my mother, father, they are happy in Krishna consciousness. Guess what? Your job is almost done. Yes, when you tell them, they do, but they watch us. They may not tell you that. Because the parents are happy, the children will be in Krishna consciousness. We see how Dhritarashtra dealt with his children. What did the two armies assembled for fighting? What did they do? Dhritarashtra asked, Dharma Shketre, Kurushketre, Samaveta, Jujusava, Mamaka, Pandavascheva, Kim Akurvata, Sanjaya. So he has an unspoken query. Huh? Did his son, the Kauravas, win against the Pandavas? Sanjay answered that question when? The last verse of Bhagavad Gita. Prophesizing victory for the side that features Krishna and Arjuna together. And you all are Arjuna representative. And you have a Krishna with you. Thus implying Dhritarashtra's imminent reverent. Prior to the war, Prabhus and mothers, when Vidura, Vyasdev, various sages, even Krishna, Lord himself, counseled him. He could have voluntarily relinquished his unholy attachment. But Dhritarashtra refused. It's a one character because he was the ruler of the world. It's a one character very striking to our life. I hope we don't become blind like Dhritarashtra. He was Janma Andha, but he's Dharma Andha also. And he refused to renounce voluntarily. But what happened at the end? He was forced to lose involuntarily. We all have a Dhritarashtra-like mentality. I have a lot, which makes us obsessed with our attachment, isn't it? Pet attachment. We may be attached to say, just like yesterday, we went to a program, to a big group, 30 people came, very nice, another city near to Alachua. And one gentleman, he says, very nice man. He started chanting a couple rounds every day. He said, until I have enough money, it's very difficult, Prabhu, to become a devotee or something. And now I have sufficient. Now I feel to chant and do this. Is this correct thinking? I said, Jena kena prakarena mano Krishna niveshaya. Okay, you have come this way, that's fine. But if you say, is this the principle? No. Rather, if you would have come to Krishna, life would be easier. It is not that we have to take care of the problem, then we surrender. Prabhus and mothers, it's just the opposite. If we surrender first, then everything will be taken care of. Difference is happiness versus anxiety, worry on your own. We may be attached to say wealth, no matter how much we scheme to hold on to it, we will lose it inevitably at death, if not earlier. When we lose things involuntarily, we gain nothing except lamentation. Of course, thankfully, such devastation, deprivation, you can say, does not have to be our fate. And this chapter offers a spiritual enriching option. It explains this whole conversation between this son, dead son, now alive speaking, versus the whole 10 million mothers and the father, Chitraketu, and the minister, servant, everybody. Explains that we are indestructible spiritual beings. We are eternal parts of all attractive, supreme, sweet Lord Krishna. Whatever our particular attachment, it is misdirection of our soul's longing for our Lord. Prabhus and mothers, at this moment, ask yourself, do I miss Krishna? If I don't miss Krishna, means I don't value his presence in my life. Wait a minute, Prabhu, how can you say like that heavy? I value Krishna in my life. Then you will be feeling longing. It is the innate nature of every soul. Whatever our particular attachment, it is misdirection of our soul's longing for our Lord. Prabhus and mothers, our present lifetime is a precious opportunity to redirect that attachment to Him. If you're going through a tough time, it's a good time to pray because intensity will come. A result is produced by two things. purity and intensity. Tough time is automatically intensity will be there. So through such practice, if by the time of death, Krishna has become our strongest attachment, we rise, definitely will rise to indestructible spiritual reality, to be united with him for a life of eternal love. Even if he has not become our foremost attachment, still we carry whatever devotional attachment we have developed to our next lifetime to build on it there. So understanding that material loss is inevitable at death, why not spiritualize our consciousness and thereby, Prabhu and Mother, prepare ourselves to receive the ultimate spiritual gain. It's required rectification. Definitely. Yesterday was the disappearance day of Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj, one of our strong pillar of ISKCON, who has done so much service to life. I learned a lot from his beautiful book called, I hope you all got this, Black Lotus, the biography of His Holiness. And that shows us how we can take care our any problem, any circumstances. A beautiful pastime he gave that one time he had a struggle with other devotees and at that time, he happened to be with Srila Prabhupada in India. So one day, Srila Prabhupada had received some injuries to on his hands and legs, I believe. Yeah, hands and legs. I remember reading that. And he called Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj and indicated to him to put a paste of neem, you know, the bitter antiseptic, on his injuries. So while doing this, Maharaj was so nervous touching Prabhupada's body that his hands started shaking and the medicine started spilling all over Prabhupada's dhoti and kurta. And he thought, now Prabhupada is going to shout at me. He's going to kick me out of the room. But he saw Srila Prabhupada did not speak anything. He just smiled. So then Maharaj reflected. He took it in a positive way, seeing the truth. He got realization that even if I make mistakes, Srila Prabhupada will love me and not reject me. That doesn't mean that I continue making mistakes. This is what I like Maharaj's expression. And he said, I should learn from this incident and try to become as perfect as possible. And Maharaj said, he got so much hope. Prabhus and mothers, every one of you has some tough life experience. But I tell you something Prabhupada said there. I hope you got that. He said, making mistake is not a problem, but not learning a lesson from each mistake, it is devastating. And Maharaj said he that incident gave him so much hope and he understood, yes, I may make mistakes in dealing with the other devotees. Maybe none of you ever had a problem with any other devotees. I hope that. It's good. But if you did, how you can take care? So I'll give you a little story, like very nice. And Maharaj said, I should learn from this mistake and transform myself. This was the highlight to me. He says he wants to transform. Please talk to yourself right at this moment. Okay, whatever happened, I want to transform, become a better person, better devotee. This is very important principle in our spiritual life because we are on the path of practicing bhakti. And what is the purpose of sadhan bhakti means? To awaken love? No. Awaken bhava for Krishna. And through that bhava, we will awaken love for Krishna. Very particular. I'm stating this because this is ringing in my head. We may make mistakes in practice, but how we transform and change that is the most important. Now let's talk a few minutes. Why do we make mistakes? Why? So first is to rectify mistake. And Srimad Bhagavatam, this Chitraketu story, I'm sure if I ask someone a question, why Chitraketu had to go through this whole nightmare? Couldn't be easy life for Chitraketu? Yes, I'm sure you will answer like this, or better answer than myself. That Angira and Angira came to him before and told him, I want to make you a good Hare Krishna devotee. And Angira said, well, I'm not really ready. Please come later. Why? Well, I'm suffering now. What is the suffering? You have all the 7 items. You are the only ruler. You don't have any enemy. You have enough fund. You are fully wise. You know what to do when disaster takes place. Yes. But then why you are miserable? Oh, I don't have a son. Prabhu's mother, he thought his own calculation for his own happiness is the better way than hearing and adopting Prabhupada's or Angira's advice. We do this. Maybe none of you do it, but I do. Sometimes I think my idea is I'll just adopt it instead of Prabhupada's idea or Bhagavatam idea. I'm being honest to you. But I change my life now. I don't want to do it. I want to follow Prabhupada's. So same thing, Chitraketu's life. Many, I'm sure you remember in 4th canto, Uttanapad, the Bhagavatam illustrate how lust influences him to commit a mistake. What was his problem? Because lust, King Uttanapad had 2 queens. You all know, Suniti and Suruchi. Suruchi was much dearer to the king. And Suniti, who had a son named Dhruva, was not his favorite. And you all know that story, that when Suruchi's son Uttama was sitting on his lap, Dhruva also tried to get on his father's lap, which is legitimate. What is the problem in that? If you think, we do silly things like this. At that time, Suruchi stopped Dhruva with harsh words. Anybody ever told you anything harshly that you got really felt bad? You can relate. Now Maharaj Uttarapada could see that injustice. He saw that. But he remained quiet. And this hurt Dhruva Maharaj so much that he left home for the forest. A seemingly small mistake, we may think, it's just a little mistake on sitting on a lap of father. But this little injustice stirred up violent turbulence in the heart of little Dhruva. His son gone. The father repented before Narad Muni that he had become a slave of lusty desire and failed to take care of his son. When Uttanapad Maharaj condemned himself, Narad Muni smiled. I hope you see the point. You have to condemn. I have to condemn if I do mistake. I should regret and repent. Otherwise, without regret and repentance, the medicine called correction will never take birth in our heart. This is very important. And Prabhupada says, to please Krishna is the most difficult task, even for the demigod. But what the greatest demigod could not achieve, Dhruva Maharaj, because of the power of his devotional service, could easily achieve. So, Prabhus and Mother, what started as a mistake by touch of a devotional service ultimately led to a great feat. Let's take another example. In the beginning of this canto, Ajamil, enchanted by prostitute. He gave up his young wife, children, his old parents. There was nothing wrong with his his beginning life. She was beautiful, chaste, old parents, Brahmana, nice Hare Krishna life. But then what did he do? The lust took him away. Well, he agreed with the temptation and he allowed to marry the prostitute and took to a sinful way of life. On his deathbed, when he saw the messenger of death, Jama Dutas, coming to take him, what did he do? He cried out of affection, Narayana, not God, name of his youngest child. And hearing the name of Lord Narayan, Lord Narayan sent the Vishnu Dutas, appeared on the scene, and rescued him from the hands of Jamadutas. When he listened to the word of the Vishnu Dutas, this is where we play the game. Right now we are listening. What did he do? Are we doing it? He repented and took a vow to never repeat the mistake again. Never repeat the mistake again. And he utilized the second chance given to him and went to Haridwar and transformed himself completely. So Prabhus and Mothers, what Bhaktivedanta Maharaj says, to commit a mistake is not wrong. He said Prabhupada told him. But to take the opportunity of transformation, to make a commitment not to repeat the sin, that is important principle. This is Bhagavatam's teaching us. Am I taking it? Now, it's not automatic. It is not going to happen automatic. I know my life. I did a lot of mistakes. Somebody even put it, dirty things in the Facebook. I mentioned this before. It doesn't matter whether it's right or wrong. I repented. I prayed. And it works. I feel very satisfied. And I very cautiously careful not to even think or contemplate or do anything that is non-devotional or will hurt another devotee. So there is again in this story, we see that disobey the junction and direct instruction of Kashyapa Muni, who was guiding his wife as a guru. And we see the Diti afflicted with sex desire begged her husband, Kashyapa Muni, to have a union with her in the evening. And Kashyapa Muni objected because it was inappropriate time. But Diti forced him to oblige. And she committed an offense against her husband, a great sage, the demigod. To all four directions, the result was the birth of two big demons who went on terrorizing the entire universe. If you look at those stories that we hear from Bhagavatam, see the beginning at the end and how it is relevant to our life. It's a very interesting principle. Both Ajamil and Diti fell victim to lusty desire. But the result of Diti's deviation was devastating to all the three worlds by these two demon or demoniac sons. Ajamil deviation did not affect anyone except his immediate family. Now, Diti's transgression was more severe because she committed by those closely associated with the great souls. Be very careful, Prabhuji and mothers. We don't know which devotee is more advanced than me. We are shooting for ultimate goal. The best a soul can have to be back with Krishna and serve him, please him, and drown into ecstasy forever. But the journey may not be smooth for majority. One place Prabhupada said, actually, every devotee has to go through a tough time before he's promoted to the spiritual world. I was thinking, why? Because we contaminated our consciousness. It is we voluntarily has to let go. Of course, in Diti's case, we see that Kashyapa Muni told his wife, as a result of his untimely act, you are going to get demoniac sons who are going to devastate everyone. Finally, they will be killed by the Supreme Lord. Now, Diti was mortified, but the final statement pacified her. She replied, I'm very happy to know that my son will be killed by Krishna or Supreme Lord. And Diti appreciated Krishna. She knows Supreme God. That means their liberation is guaranteed. But I only pray that my sons are not killed by the anger of devotees. It's interesting, isn't it? I'm sure you all picked up from that page when she said that. That I only pray that my son can be killed by God, but are not killed by the anger of devotees. This is so nice. So Prabhupada writes in the purport, I remember. This is in the 36th chapter, third canto. I believe it's 36 or 37 text. That I'm paraphrasing. So Prabhupada writes in the purport something like that, that Lord does not appear when the Brahmanas become angry at someone, because the wrath of a Brahmana is sufficient in itself. Therefore, Diti preferred that her mistake result in the appearance of the Lord, but not that it displeased the devotees. Prabhus and mothers, if we can just keep the devotee happy, not artificially, genuinely, sincerely, our journey guarantee you will be in spiritual world. Keep the devotee happy and inspired. We want to serve Krishna with the devotee. Have you ever heard any Vrindavan story that Krishna alone with particular person only? No. Always surrounded with devotee. When Arjuna ask Krishna, I remember that question, what is the impel to sinful act అథోకేన ప్రజుక్తయం పాపచరతి పురుష. అనిచ్ఛానపి వర్షయ బలాదివ నియోజిత, ఈవెన్ అన్విల్లింగ్లీ, యాజ్ ఇఫ్ ఐ ఎమ్ ఎంగేజ్ బై ఫోర్స్. హౌ ఇస్ దిస్ కృష్ణ? దెన్ కృష్ణ రిప్లైస్, బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ద ఇన్ఫ్లుయెన్స్ ఆఫ్ లస్ట్, కామయేషు క్రోధయేషు రజద్గుణ సమత్ మహాశనం అప్న. సో ప్రైడ్ అండ్ రిపెంటెన్స్, ప్రైడ్ ఈజ్ అనదర్ ప్రిన్సిపల్ కాజ్ ఆఫ్ కమిటింగ్ మిస్టేక్. శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం దిస్ చాప్టర్ వి ఐమ్ ష్యూర్ లాస్ట్ ఫ్యూ మంత్స్ నో మేబీ త్రీ మంత్స్ బ్యాక్ నో టూ మంత్స్ బ్యాక్ or around like that, I'm not sure exactly when it was. I remember I gave also one class. We read about Indra, the king of the demigod, and he was sitting in his royal assembly seeing the dancing of apsaras when his guru Brihaspati entered the assembly hall. These are all, we are talking about devotee's life. Indra acted as if he had not seen him and failed to offer him a seat. It was a momentary lapse, but Brihaspati took that offense to heart and went away. And as a result of disrespecting behavior towards his spiritual master, a chain of calamities unfolded. Indra lost all his opulences, was conquered by the demon. Of course, later on, Lord Brahma helped, accepted the Vishwarup. I'm sure you all remember that. And we see many, just like Krishna reminded the story of Nalkubar and Manigriba. Nalkubar and Manigriba were a great devotee of Lord Shiva, but because of the material opulences, they became so proud, senseless, that one day they were enjoying indecently with the girls in a lake. And when Narad Muni passed by, what happened? They were so maddened that they did not cover themselves. Matajis were very intelligent and they covered themselves. Narad Muni could have cursed the Matajis, but Matajis were very immediately reacted how to respect properly to the sadhu. But these two boys did not. So, Narad Muni decided to wake them up with a pinch. So he cursed them to become a dull and unconscious like trees. But of course, out of his compassion for his friend whose children are there, Kubera, he also gave benediction that Supreme Lord. When the benediction came, when they cried, they came back to their senses, regret and repent. And we see that many, many incidents like this in our Bhagavatam. Sometimes mistakes which we commit because of envy, like Prithu Maharaj and Indra. Prithu Maharaj has performed 99 horse sacrifice, which is important. 99, which is bigger number, 99 or 1? Well, in that pastime, to me, Purport didn't say, but to me, that one last sacrifice was more important than 99 sacrifice. Because he could have taken over the position of Indra. Indra became very disturbed, fearing that Prithu Maharaj would usurp his post. So when Prithu Maharaj was performing the last horse sacrifice, King Indra, invisibly to everyone, stole the horse intended for sacrifice. Prithu Maharaj got agitated and attacked him. This resulted in such a feud, and Lord had to manifest. Lord Vishnu came with Indra, the culprit, Prishtu Prithu, the affected party. Those who are intelligent people, the best among men, the Lord said there, they do not express envy towards others because they know that we are soul. The body is simply external dress. It is simply a symptom of disease. So do not be envious towards each other. I don't like this. Krishna said this directly to Prithu Maharaj and Indra, because both are devotee. Srila Prabhupada was instructing his devotees that unless a person preach Krishna consciousness, very soon he will become envious. You know, every lecture I mentioned 5 things we must do. Be conscious of Krishna's relationship. Become his devotee. Serve him. Surrender to him. And share this knowledge. Be a preacher. With your children, with your parents, with your neighbor, whoever. Then you'll see enviousness. Prabhupada said it will go away. Otherwise, if we do not share this knowledge, what we learn, enviousness will arise. Because what brings us to this material world is envy for Krishna. So the more we preach the glories of Krishna, the more we'll become purified. And more we share Krishna with others, the more we will become non-envious. So therefore, to overcome the influence of this envy, Prabhus and mothers, try to give Krishna to others. The influence of envy is seen in many lives, like Indra and Diti, and you can go on example after example, like after example. Now I'll stop here with the few key points. First is there a hope? Yes. When a person rakes to devotional service, all this positive transformation rake place. The most important thing is the attitude when devotee feels, yes, I made a mistake, I want to change. Then when he adds devotional service, then that devotion creates the transformation from within. Just by preaching Krishna consciousness, giving books, giving prasadam, giving Krishna katha, the envy which is there within the heart melts away. There's a nice line written in the airport of China. I don't know if anybody went there. There are a few things written, very bold with it. And it's a lesson. It says, the hand which gives the rose also smells sweets. So when one gives Krishna to others, one is also affected and experience transformation. We know we should not be envious. We know what should be done. What should not be done. But still, because of the anarthas, our actions go beyond our control. But even if that happens, goes beyond our control, that is not the end of the world. If we just realize our mistakes and take shelter of Krishna, things will change for good. Prabhus and mothers, I'm looking at the clock. I was going to speak on the other, but I will ask if there is any comment or question. And then we can, if we have time, we can talk about the two verses, famous verses, Prabhupada put it.
Thank you, Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. I have learned so many points from the class today, Prabhuji. And I yesterday it happened to me that I heard something and I felt so envy and I was feeling jealous, but that thing was there continuously in my mind. And today I felt that you spoke everything, that this class is just for me. You, Krishna is speaking to me through you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. I got my answers, Prabhuji, today. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. You know, great things of a devotee like you, that you are confronting your mistake, confessing in the audience itself, and it's going to go online, right? YouTube. So many people will hear. It's like, who is this Mother Sushmita? She's not hiding anything. She's just letting it all out. This itself shows a clean heart. That's very nice. Very nice. Thank you.
Your devotees, do you have any questions? Then please go ahead. Unmute.
Yeah, you can raise hand. You can raise hand. We will unmute. Yeah, please.
Thank you.
Yeah, one raised hand is there. Gaurangi Mataji, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna Mataji, pranam unto your lotus feet. Hare Krishna Pandu Vinda Das Prabhuji. Please accept my pranam. I'm also taking so many lessons from your class today. And non-envious, and not repeating the mistakes. Voluntarily accepting. And if we don't accept voluntarily, the material nature, it will come automatically. And I have a question, Prabhupada. It's like, what about that a person does not know, because he is so much of mudha or ignorance, that what mistake? I want to know what mistake I have done, not for challenging mood, Prabhuji. My mood is so that I don't repeat it. So how can I don't know what? I know the mistake in, like, I was not Krishna conscious. That mistake, that I was not introduced it. I was born in Hindu family. So there were not like Krishna conscious, no Srila Prabhupada's books was there, not Kirtan, not the association. All I remember, my home country is Bangladesh. So when I was there, I used to hear the Bhagavad Gita class in the morning. But I didn't understand. I didn't know what I'm watching, what I'm hearing. But I just want to sit down. I was to hear. That's what I used to do. But later on, my situation introduced me to the Prabhupada's movement. But as you say today, that we should not repeat our mistakes. So it's my humble question that I don't know what mistakes I have done, but not in a challenging mood. My mood is like so that I don't repeat it again. So how do I know, Prabhuji, that what mistakes I have done? But I believe it's all my ignorance, because I am so ignorant that if people doesn't tell me straightly, I don't understand. I don't get it, Prabhuji. So please. That's the way I'm presenting the question. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Okay. Thank you. You know, I memorize an interesting quotation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. While he was teaching Madhalila chapter 9, this is a beautiful comment by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu while he was on South India. He said, when you hear the classes, proportion to your non-envious mentality will give you the result. And if you have an enviousness, you will forget everything about the class after you step out of the classroom. I got so scared. It says, Matsarja Chariya Mukhe Bolo Hari Hari. Matsarja, fishiness. I'm sure you all know fishiness. You know why Matsarata, Bhagavatam began with Matsarata? Who will taste Bhagavatam? Matsarata. Now you are expressing that what envy I may have. That's good, healthy. So I'll give you 10 tips. And you can memorize this. This is from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, wrote it in his Prabandavali. So I'll paraphrase in the way I remember. One was, because I sometimes try to memorize those two. First is, you do not have any feeling to commit offense to a sadhu, in general. If it is, no, I don't, then it's great. Just check this every day. Second, you don't consider the demigods are independent because you are focusing through Bhakti Japa Sangha group to Krishna consciousness. Yet, at the same time, you don't disrespect any demigod. Now you may say, like, how is that envy? Actually, this is how you check. The third, do you feel to show proper, appropriate respect to the spiritual preceptors? Whether you do or not, but do you feel to do it always? That's all. You can only check. Nobody else can check whether you have enviousness, seed of envy still there or not. These are the way you can check. Fourth, appropriately honor the scriptures, bhakti-related scripture like Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavad Gita. Do you have a proper honor? Oh, this is Krishna spoke, this Gita. Oh, you feel like to touch Krishna's beautiful lips, compassionate with happiness to deliver us, given like this, you have a proper mood.
But that is one, very good. Sorry to interrupt, Prabhupada, but that one, we can learn from the mood, from our senior devotees.
Yes. Senior devotees, also the speakers or different senior devotees, sure. How they respect. Not like you treat Bhagavad Gita, just put it there, Bhagavatam. No, Bhagavatam is a person, it's a spiritual being. You respect this like that. Then number five, you give up unnecessary argument and develop the faith that the name and the possessor of the name are two different. No, they are same. Now, do you feel like, well, you know, there is a mental speculation and there is a philosophical speculation. Mental speculation is dangerous. It will keep envy alive. And spiritual, philosophical speculation will take you to Krishna, bhakti. Both are speculation, but one is guided on my own inference, and other is guided by the scriptures or the authorities. So there's a subtle, it's like nobody will know, but only in your mind. Prabhus and mothers, I'm going to repeat something. Some of you may feel like, gosh, do I have to remember everything? Yes. You know why? Because by nature, we are always lead our life with philosophy. Where there's a thoughtful philosophy, Krishna conscious philosophy, or unthoughtful non-devotional philosophy. I boldly declare, because I have spent 6 to 8 hours to few homeless guy in different area. I spent 2 hours with one guy, Vietnam bat, but he's still homeless. I mean, he gets whatever the government fund, but he doesn't care. I don't know whatever it is. But after spending 2 hours, I said, so you know everything about life. You know what to do, everything. And you wonder, why is homeless if he knows everything? This is called unthoughtful. He's a full of thought. Unthoughtful philosophy leads his life. His only question is shifting. It's not pressure. It is shifting. Either we are devotional principle follower or non-devotional principle. We don't have a choice in between, because we are made of such chit. Chit means conscious knowledge. So my request is, why not we focus on devotional, then non-devotional will go away. Number six, you follow the Four Regulative Principle. You don't want to engage in any of breaking this Four Regulative Principle. Number seven, that offense that we chant before we begin these classes, that so-called religion, vows, austerity are equal to holy name. Now you may say, like, how is that related to envy? That's how Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. So long we have a faith on those things, actually we are envy to Krishna or Bhakti. Number eight, make an effort to develop faith in the faithless. Don't instruct them about the holy name until the faith has awakened. But this is your duty. Take a challenge. Every Bhakti Jagpa Sangha group, every member, I believe, they have some relative or some friend who is not interested in Krishna consciousness. Come on, it happens to my older brother. He was so proud of his big position. He was a head of the UNICEF in Vienna, Austria. And he said, I don't need Krishna consciousness. It's for you. Now, you know, in Indian culture, you don't argue with your elder brother. You listen. But then time comes, things change. He gets sick. I said, maybe it's a time to chant Hare Krishna. And you see the result. You are lying down. You cannot do anything. Just chant, try, or hear. And we see that, yes, it's affecting and it's coming out of this enviousness. Then number 10 is, does not identify, or you don't identify yourself with material conception. If you detect this right now, you are non-envious. And if there is something to be corrected, try to correct it. And if this 10 point, you can keep it forefront every day, you will definitely reach the goal. I hope that helps you, Mother Gaurangi Devi.
Prabhuji, and how do... Okay. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
You are saying something. Go ahead, Mother.
I'm saying, I don't know that I made a mistake in the past. So how do I know so that I do not repeat the same mistake?
That's why these 10 points is called filtering. Whether past, what past, we don't know. Don't worry about it. See these 10 things within you or not.
Okay.
Then automatically past will be diminishing. It makes sense? Don't worry about what is past. Only Krishna knows. We don't have to concern. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, just check these three, these 10. Then you will guarantee progress.
Thank
is
you.
That okay? Okay.
Thank you, Prabhuji, for the wonderful answer. I can see one another hand raised from Parameshwari Radhika. Mataji, please go ahead.
You have to unmute.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu, Dhanvat Pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Prabhu, I have a question, but I'm not sure if it is any way related to the class or, you spoke about how we need to be conscious about our mistakes. But there are times when people have made mistakes, they have said something which could hurt us. And I'm just at a stage where, even though I need to learn how to forgive all the said things, sometimes I feel that, it keeps repeating in my mind and it keeps relaying. And although I want to forgive, but somehow I'm just not able to reach to that point. So I want to understand how I can do that. And again, I'm not sure if it is anywhere related to the verse that we have spoken right now. You have spoken.
It can be very simple.